I said, watch Clark and watch him close. Do you hear me?
And we're live.
Woohoo.
All right. So, what do you call a vampire who sucks the cream out of a donut?
I don't know. Something dirty? I don't know.
Something dirty?
I don't know.
Just wondering. Okay, well, I saw our daughter doing this to the vanilla cream donuts.
It's the only way she eats them.
And the unfortunate word, cream pyre, came to my mind. What?
Just no. I mean, yeah, but no.
All right, so it's been a couple weeks. Man. Now, we're going to watch In the Mouth of Madness.
But we are filthy liars.
We're filthy liars. Well, we are going to watch it.
Yeah.
But something I didn't realize when I was looking into this movie, it's actually part of a trilogy of sorts.
How?
So they're all John Carpenter movies.
Mm-hmm.
They have different characters, different plots. Not related. I don't know why they call some things like this trilogies.
How are they all connected?
Well, okay. So it's called the Apocalypse Trilogy.
Okay.
I think John Carpenter called it this himself. The three movies in this are The Thing. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. Then Prince of Darkness. Then In the Mouth of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Prince of Darkness, but now I really would like to.
Yeah.
Because The Thing and In the Mouth of Madness are two of the greats, in my opinion. I was also reading that In the Mouth of Madness was a huge flop.
Really?
Yeah. It barely made any money in the theaters. I think it cost like $8 million to make, and then it made like $8
million. It evened out, though, at least.
I guess. Remember that John Carter movie? It lost like a ridiculous amount, like millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars.
Jeez.
It looked stupid.
John Carter lost an estimated $200 million.
I don't even know what movie this is, so.
Actually, I've seen it. It was, a lot of people will half defend it, saying it's not the worst movie ever made. And I think that is fair. But it's not a good one. They just dumped a lot of money into the special effects. The movie was not that good. It was originally based on a book called Princess of Mars, which had a cooler name.
Mm-hmm.
John Carter, that's like the dumbest name.
That's the name of the movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember this movie at all.
Nobody does.
Okay.
It's forgotten.
So, do these three movies take place in the same world?
Ours.
Or are they all related?
On Earth.
Because they're a part of the apocalypse? What?
It's all about, I guess, world like monsters that are the end of mankind.
So, they're just thematically connected, kind of?
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
So, they're not necessarily...
I don't know why they do this. Like, Lucio Fulci has a similar trilogy called the Giallo Trilogy, where it's three movies that I don't think are related in any way.
It's weird.
They're just cool. Like, he's got three really cool movies.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to lump them together. Yay.
I don't even know if it was him or if, like, somebody else did it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But John Carpenter legitimately says these three are all...
A trilogy
of sorts.
Thematically related, as you said.
I feel, okay. So in case you guys can't tell, we're going to watch all three.
Yeah.
Not in this episode. But.
Ashley's on her deathbed right now. We don't know what's going on.
No,
she's tired.
I'm tired. I had wine 2 days in a row.
Oh.
We had a game night last night.
Yeah, we went a little hard.
I had a.
She stayed up till 11:30.
I had a glass and a half
of wine.
I'm pretty
proud.
I was going hard.
Jesus.
I don't know.
What happened to the Ashley that I used to know?
And it wasn't even our cheap wine.
Yeah, this was the Snoop wine.
Snoop Dogg wine.
They got a Martha Stewart wine. I got to try it now.
Oh, we should try it. I'm excited. I didn't know
that. I'm waiting
for
it to be on sale. It is new. Because
it's part of the, like, the criminal series or the...
Yeah, the 19 crimes.
19 crimes. The criminal series.
It's so funny that she's a felon. It's funny every time I think about it.
I love it. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just tired. We've had a busy few weekends.
Yeah.
Just can't do it anymore.
So, I was thinking adult fears. Do you have any? Any new ones cropping up? Nothing?
I fear nothing anymore.
You fear nothing. Really? Jesus. We're on the brink of a nuclear war. You're like, nothing comes to mind.
You know, once there's things like pressing down on me, I accept it. And
Jesus Christ. Ugh. Yeah, we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
I could see nukes getting launched. That's the part that scares me.
Yeah.
Is I could see that happening. We'll see. Easy come, easy go, I guess.
Yeah, I can't think about it.
Cool.
So I don't. I'm a terrible person.
Anyway, personality, you mean?
Just in general. So, dude, do you have an adult fear?
I just said it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nuclear war.
I'm doing great.
Aside from that, though, no, not a lot. I got to do the attic again. I bought all this insulation. I got to get it up there before it gets warm. Otherwise, it turns into an oven.
Maybe tomorrow would be a bad day for you to do it.
Oh.
Well, it's not gonna be that warm, but like.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I only got 3 rolls. It shouldn't take me too long to get those done. Should be about 12 total. Yep. So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So, embarrassing stories.
Yeah, he's not told me this. He's been holding on to this for like 2 weeks.
The story sucks.
Building it up.
Oh my God.
Building it up.
So, I have this online friend. I was talking to him. His mom got really sick in November with COVID.
Okay.
Somewhere around December, I was talking to him, and he said that she got released, and so she was home. I was like, that's cool. So, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to him. He's telling me that his mom is having a celebration of life ceremony, and all these people are coming in. And I thought, that is so cool.
She's dead, isn't she?
So she's having this celebration of life ceremony. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, that's a really great idea. You know, you're thinking you're going to die. You pull through. You have all your friends come over to celebrate life. And I said, that's awesome. How's she doing? And you guessed it, because you're not the dumbest person on planet Earth.
No.
Yeah. So he said she died.
Oh.
And he said it so matter-of-factly that I thought he was joking.
Oh, God.
I thought
it got worse.
She was so doing better. Clearly, he could make this joke. So, like, and then, like, there's a.
Were you guys talking?
We're online, yeah.
Or typing?
Talking.
Okay. Sorry, there's a difference. Because,
yeah, we're on Discord.
Okay. Sorry, because. Yeah, sorry, just.
And then, like, are you serious? And he's like, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God. I felt so terrible.
Did you say sorry? Or did you just log off?
I said.
I
haven't been on Discord since.
We gotta.
I'm having. Breaking up.
Oh God, you guys, our mics suck now. Jesus. Sorry. Don't listen to our podcast.
Yep, I'm literally the dumbest person on Earth.
Yeah, I knew instantly, right away.
Of course you did.
Oh man, I should have.
Everyone listening right now is like, knew where the story was going, and so if you have heard me go like somewhere around
recently?
The house.
You're just thinking about this?
Yeah, it's just memories coming back. So that's...
Oh, that's a rough one.
Yeah. I told you the story sucks.
I gotta say, though, it's very you.
What does that mean? It's just,
I love you. You're smart.
That doesn't sound like that's where this is going.
In some ways, you're smart, but you're also kind of dumb in some ways.
A proof of life ceremony. Or a
proof of life.
A celebration of life.
Yeah. I understand that concept of the.
Why not a mourning of death?
Because they want to celebrate
a memorial.
That she lived. They don't want it to be a sad thing.
It is, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a little hoodwinked here. Call it a memorial service.
Yeah.
What do I know?
You're smart. Just in some ways.
Which ones? List them.
You don't pay attention. You're not like. Yeah, you don't pay attention in another one. So look. I'm real dumb when it comes to numbers. Like, Logan is smarter than me with numbers. Inherently, you had him do a really basic math thing, but you were teaching him a different way to do it. It just made no sense to my brain. And he was like, I got that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the hell? How?
Yeah. I love it when he does a math problem and we're like, how did you do that? And then he walks us through his logic.
Yeah. And it makes sense to you. And I'm just like.
It's like, well, you take the 3, you add the 2, you subtract the other 5.
And I'm like, what?
And then you get the answer. I guess that's how they teach them how to do that now. Common core shit? Is that what's going on?
I think so.
But the thing is, like, this is... The way he does it is the way I've been doing it in my head. But they never taught me to do it that way.
Okay, so then that just means He's going to be okay when you have to when he has to do trickier math because you got it.
I taught him negative numbers today, and he just, like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, him and numbers, just...
He's good.
I'm pretty sure Naomi's going to be like me, because already we're like, hey, do you want me to teach you how to count before school? And she's like, no, school will teach me.
She's like, 1, 2, 3, 7, 9.
Like, she can say them in order, but she told me she didn't want me to teach her because school will teach her. I didn't know whether to be offended by that. Or just props. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, school will teach you, but I should also teach you a little bit before that. Not school yeah. will teach me how to count, Mom. You don't need to.
I hope she likes school as much as Logan does.
Yeah.
Well, we had to fight him the other day to get him to go.
Yeah.
He said he was sick. We didn't believe him.
He was acting fine. I felt really bad.
We didn't believe him when he had COVID.
But we didn't send him. Kept
we
him
didn't.
Home cause he has
a... Thankfully. He wasn't acting sick. He's like, I'm sick.
Look at everybody knows my nose feels funny, and that's what he always says. Parenting. The stuff that feels like it shouldn't be tricky, but is tricky. You know? Like,
making them do stuff. Making them listen.
But he's really good about doing homework most of the time, and I couldn't imagine how shitty it would be if he hated school.
If he hated doing homework and that was a fight every day, I think he'd eventually win that fight.
I'd be like, yeah.
Be like, look, you don't have a future. I don't care.
Well, I mean, I just don't think kindergartners should have homework.
They shouldn't.
So, I mean, I do my best not to say that when he's around.
I don't think.
I do my best not to be negative about it when he's around because, yeah, homework, cool, fun, let's do it. Because
I don't know if you should have homework before college,
to be honest. I think it's just stupid.
Maybe high school.
So, but I do my best not to be negative about it in front of him because I don't want him to be like, yeah, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's homework. You gotta do it. It's fun. Look at we're learning reading. But I love watching him do the math homework, though, because I just sit there and he's like, look away for a second, then he's done, and it's like, all right.
That's so awesome. That's the only subject I care about him doing well in.
Well, then they told us that he's starting to read, and I'm like, yay!
Yeah, it was funny. We're like looking over the reviews. He was good at everything.
Yeah.
He's probably the best at math. Which made me happy that his reading improved, which made you happy. And then there were like little notes that were like, and he's nice. And my mom was like, yes.
Three different. Oh, yeah. It was his birthday this week.
Uh-huh.
That happened. So many parties. It's going to take me a while to get my normal life legs back.
What does that mean?
You know, I was thinking like sea legs. Just
normal
like
normal life legs.
Normal life, like doing parties every week. Like, not, but like we've had parties back to back weekends. I'm just tired. And there were little kid parties.
You wouldn't
not
survive
even...
a month if we had parties every weekend.
God, no.
Look, you're in shambles
I'm in
right
shambles
now.
Shambles, socialized. And it wasn't even hard.
You're still hungover. You had a glass and a half of
wine
red
last
wine.
Night. I did have a glass of wine at the birthday party today.
Ooh.
Maybe that's what it was.
It's that day drinking.
That day drinking.
Day drinking fucks me up. Like, I have to take a nap.
Yeah. Anyway, so we will be watching all three movies.
Tonight.
Oh, God. Both of us tried to read.
Yeah, we did. I knew I wasn't going to do it, but I figured
I've already read the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it.
Oh, well,
like,
that doesn't help.
Like, as I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, this is fucking familiar. But then I'm like, how the fuck does
that end? You know
what?
We're going to be watching it in a month now.
Yes. Yeah, so
because we're not watching
time.
It tonight.
Yeah, we might have time to... We are going to watch them in a row, though.
So the
like,
thing is also based on a book. I think it's called Who Goes There.
So, but not by H.P. Lovecraft?
No. I forget who it's by.
Was it inspired by him? I mean, so many things are inspired by him.
I don't know.
Sorry, what were you saying, though? I kind of...
I think I said it.
Okay.
I don't know
so
if I
So what about the
left.
Other one?
Prince of Darkness? Yeah. I know nothing about that movie.
For some reason, every time you say Prince of Darkness, I just think of this like really cheesy gothic guy in high school.
Yeah.
The guy with the Prince of Darkness.
Where he like tries to get people to call him that.
Yeah, that's like the only mental image I have for this movie. Probably
like,
not
your
true
name's
at
Gary.
All.
We're
I,
just going to call
I
you that.
I don't even want to read a synopsis. I just want to go in blind with this assumption that
let's
this
do
is what
that.
This movie is about.
Yeah, let's not look into Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, let's just.
Because I'm excited to see this movie because I've never seen it.
Because you've seen.
I've seen The Thing and I've seen In the Mouth of Madness.
Okay. I feel like I may have seen some of The Thing. It's got what's-his-face in it.
Yes.
What is his name?
Yep. I think you got it. Oh, man, how long is this going to take? What's his name?
Santa Claus. Kurt Russell.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think if he heard us from your Santa Claus, do you think it, like a little part of him would die inside of that?
I think he'd love it. I genuinely think he likes being Santa Claus. Like, you can just kind of tell watching the movie.
They're fun movies. I bet he'd be
stoked to get that part. Yeah. And he made a second one. So he couldn't have hated it that much.
It's true.
Those movies are great.
They are. Even the sequel's not bad.
It's good. It's no first one, but...
But they never are.
No.
Well, should we get into them? I don't know. Do we have anything else to say? I feel like we're just grasping at straws now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you want to relive your embarrassing story again?
Oh, you want me to retell it? Yeah, sure. Let's do that. Let's do exactly that.
I'm sorry. I wish I had been there to be like, or paying attention. I might have been there.
Oh. Nosferatu just turned 100. I posted that on our Facebook. That's you crazy.
You
did.
You said that's crazy. And then I said, well, that's just going to keep happening more and more with movies.
I found out the director's head got stolen.
Oh, yeah. Micah posted something about that.
Yeah, what
that's
the fuck?
Crazy. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't... okay. This is terrible, but I would spend good money to get that head.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
If I had... the director of Nosferatu's head on my shelf?
What?
How fucking cool would that be? That's be the coolest thing in my house.
I don't want
to... Every time a person comes in, check out this human skull. Guess who that is?
See, I was thinking like
I'll give you three tries.
A floating head with the flesh still on it, but floating in like from...
It's a skull. Okay. It's been there for a while.
So when was it stolen? Like recently?
2015. And I don't think they ever got it back. I couldn't find a they recovered it type thing.
For some reason, I thought it was stolen like shortly after he died. When did he die, though? I guess I don't know when he died.
A long time ago.
That's
I don't
true,
remember.
His movies.
Yeah, his movie, that movie he made was in 22, and he died kind of young. He died from a head injury.
Is that why the head was stolen?
Maybe. So when it was stolen, they found a bunch of like wax. So it seemed like people were burning candles there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing weird ritual stuff. I checked eBay. The head's not on eBay.
I feel like there's probably other websites you go to. Or you have to know how to search. Because
I gotta surf the dark
web. Yeah, because no one's gonna put, I got this dude's head.
On eBay?
I mean, they might, but they'd probably have it in code. Because they wouldn't want to, like, you know, a code that's not easy. But if you know, you can find it. But if you don't know, you can't.
That is not a good way to sell something.
Yeah, but you don't want to draw attention to yourself because you're probably getting some legal shit. You stole a guy's head.
All right. So if you have his head, email us at creepycabinpodcast@gmail.com.
And let us know how we search the stuff on the internet.
Let us know how much it is.
Yeah, we're not going to be
able to. What's my limit?
Oh, speaking of spending.
Uh-oh.
Go for it.
Oh, man. So up at Meijer, they had these cool little Universal Monster things, these little toys. I saw a Frankenstein one there a while ago, and that, like, that's cool. But it was $20. Like, I couldn't spend $20. And so I went to check the next time I went, and it was gone. And, like, a part of my heart just sank.
Your heart broke.
And so I checked that section every time I went back.
Mm-hmm.
This was months. Months, probably 3 months of these toys not being in stock. So I thought, oh, they're just not going to get any more. And then last time I went to Meijer, I checked and they had them there. They had a Dracula, a Frankenstein, and a Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just bought the Dracula. I was just being reasonable. I'm just going to buy one.
Okay, so you went there.
Yep.
And Frankenstein was the one that you saw first.
Mm-hmm.
But you bought Dracula first.
Mm. What?
Well, you were so sad that Frankenstein was gone.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have Dracula the first time.
Oh, okay.
I looked on the box. So they have four total. They got the Dracula, the Frankenstein. Well, it's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shit for this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Creature from the Black Lagoon and then Bride of Frankenstein. And they only had the Frankenstein. But
Bride of Frankenstein's monster? Or...
I don't know. I've never seen Bride of Frankenstein. I gotta see that movie because that's actually I think higher rated than the original Frankenstein.
Really?
I
really enjoyed the original Frankenstein.
Yeah, that movie was awesome.
But anyway,
okay, I think Bride of Frankenstein's on our Omni list.
Ooh.
So hopefully it comes up because I do want to see that movie. Long story short, I bought all three of them, except for Bride of Frankenstein, which wasn't there.
And so that's $60 so far.
Yeah, it's going to be 80.
Look at me, I did math. But the other day I was playing in the Naomi's room and there was just a head of
They come with different heads. They have two heads so you can like swap them out, and I've just been giving the spares to Naomi.
Yeah, so she's like, look, it's a head. I'm like, yeah.
For her little animals.
Yeah, she puts it in that bin.
It's so funny hearing her say Creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah. Very cute. But anyway, yeah, that's how I am with money.
Just spending it on toys.
I ran into my brother's friend Corey up there when I was buying these toys, and he was there to buy Transformers. So, like, yeah, he was there with his girlfriend, and she kind of made fun of both of us for that.
Hey, I mean, you could have been like, it's for my kids.
No. Okay, do we want to get to this movie?
Yeah, I feel like we've probably been super boring. Maybe it's just because I'm super, like, low energy today.
You are lethargic.
I'm lethargic as
you're hungover.
Fuck, which is fucking stupid. You have stupid. A
period coming.
No, I'm on my period, so I'm just low. All right, blood. TMI, you guys.
you need a blood infusion.
Anyway. The thing.
We'll be right back. All right, and we're back.
We're back.
So how are you liking the movie?
I'm liking it.
I should say we're halfway through.
We got to meet a dog, a really cute husky.
Yeah, it was cute for the first part.
Yeah. At first I was like, are they just trying to pass that husky off as a wolf? Yeah. Because it opens up with
these guys. They don't have wolves down there either, though.
That's true. But I just, because it opens up with these guys trying to shoot from a helicopter. Man, that guy does not have good aim.
He's a scientist. I don't think he's a marksman.
And I mean, he wasn't a helicopter that was moving and the dog was moving.
What was he, Norwegian?
Yeah.
That's where they're from, right? Yeah, so these Norwegians are trying to kill this dog. There's two of them and...
Two scientists, not two dogs.
Yeah.
Although that makes sense. Okay. Sorry, my brain is...
Two Norwegians.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, but... Okay, so... This one is not at all based off of At the Mountain of Madness. Wait, what's the...
The Mountains of Madness.
What is the H.P. Lovecraft one called?
That's what it is.
Okay.
In the Mouth of Madness is the movie.
Okay, so At the Mountains of Madness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which also takes place in Antarctica.
So that's why I was like... So I just want to know if... Because you said this is based off of a book. Or inspired by a book?
Yeah. The book is called Who Goes There.
Okay.
Which I've not read because I don't do that. That's why I brought you onto this podcast. You can read the books. Like,
I just want to know if that one takes place in Antarctica too.
I doubt it.
It does.
But like, it's interesting because I don't remember because I don't think I've seen the one that we're gonna see third.
In the Mouth of Madness.
In the Mouth of Madness. Okay, I haven't seen that one, so I don't know.
I haven't seen that in so long. I haven't seen it since probably.
And you read the synopsis to me, I think, before we.
Yeah, it's about a writer.
About a writer. That part. I got excited, but yeah. So does that want to have anything to do with Antarctica, or you don't want to?
No.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
The thing does, but it's not based off of
Love. It would have been weird if John Carpenter made a movie in Antarctica and then made another movie.
That's true. He's like,
another different movie in Antarctica.
God damn it! I should have just.
I'm the Antarctica guy.
But so I had read At the Mountain of Madness before because as I'm rereading it, I'm like this stuff. I know this, like this is familiar to me. And it just, all the research that H.P. Lovecraft must have done for that before there was fucking internet.
Yeah. I read a little synopsis and it sounded like he kind of obsessed over it.
Yeah. The way he writes it, because he gets so detailed about like the drills they're using.
Yeah.
The kind of like fossils they're finding.
How do you do that before the internet?
I don't know.
This might have been before encyclopedias.
The Encyclopedia Britannica was first published in 1768.
I mean, obviously, kids? Yeah, I mean, he had, like, access to libraries. He must have had access to libraries, or he just was real good at bullshitting himself.
Libraries!
Yeah, I mean, they but still, you'd have...
They had those... How long have those been around?
A long time. But still, like, they didn't have
the computer.
Well, they didn't have, like, a
Dewey Decimal System?
They didn't have, like, a computer system like we do at all to, like, hey, this library doesn't have what I need. Well, this one had. Like, it's still just the amount of research he must have done.
Yeah.
How many hours? Probably hundreds and hundreds of hours. just like the thing he's the way like he was writing about like the fossils and how long those fossils have and like all the different time periods and shit. And it's just
like when you think about it, you know, they knew nothing about Antarctica.
Yeah.
So it's this big mystery.
Yeah.
Under ice. And we kind of still don't. So it's still kind of like that, right? And so that would kind of, you know, jog the imagination, mm-hmm. I would think. Mm-hmm. Like, what could be down there? I bet it's got tentacles.
So now I want to know if that book that this one is based off of, it was inspired by H.P. Lovecraft. We'll have to look into that. But yeah, because it's like the Norwegians looked like they were doing the kind of digging and shit that happens in the Mountains of Madness.
Yeah.
And so that was just kind of interesting to me.
I imagine he was inspired by at the Mountains of Madness. Because we know he read it at some point.
Yeah, because that's what the... Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like it. There are a lot of elements to
but
it that are
it's more modern
because
this is what takes place in the 80s or early 90s.
This is from the 80s.
80s. Oh, man, that computer program.
Yeah, he's got a computer program to analyze cells imitating other cells. I don't know who wrote this program for what purpose.
But so he gets the answer... And then he realizes
that and then it tells him how long humanity has left.
If they get exposed to this creature.
It crunches the numbers.
Super fast.
It doesn't look like it could do that.
Looks like a video game type, a shitty video game
that
he was playing.
Yeah, it looks like asteroids.
Yeah, that's... Did you write this program yourself, sir? Like, because he's like the medic doctor.
Yeah.
So I don't, I mean, maybe he knows programming. Maybe I shouldn't assume he only knows one thing, but like... A lot of skills.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's a program you'd have to write. I don't know why he would have that program. You know what?
How you could make a program like that.
You know, we might come into a situation in Antarctica where something where cells will imitate each other. So I should probably get this
program. This is a dog cell now.
Yeah. So weird. It was just like in plain text explaining everything.
Yeah. Like, there's no way this program would ever exist.
Not even science speak. Just, I liked it.
Imitation? Complete.
It'll take 27 hours.
Have we even explained what this thing?
No.
What the thing is?
Because we're also trying not to spoil things, but then we just.
I don't know if it's a big spoiler to say what the thing is.
Yeah. So what is the thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess so. We can't.
It's just a weird.
We're
thing
assuming
they found.
It came from outer space.
It came from outer space. So there is a crashed alien ship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a spoiler. That's the first scene in the movie.
Yep.
As you see the alien ship crash. There's a crashed alien ship, and then the Norwegians dug something out of it.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is because they're speaking gibberish.
Yep.
A Norwegian just like shoots a dog, is shooting at a dog, shoots one of the Americans.
On accident, because I think he meant to.
Yeah, he didn't mean to shoot the American. But we took this as a declaration of war.
No, we're at war. I'm enjoying it. I think Santa Claus is wearing a hat, so we know who he is.
There was, when they were exploring the alien ship, he had like a cowboy hat on.
But now, like, because everyone else had the same winter gear on, so like, if they were all standing next to her, they wouldn't know who Kurt Russell was.
Yeah.
That is, because you could say that he's just a badass character, so he wears whatever kind of fucking hat he wants to. But
he's got
I
a
do,
leather jacket.
Yeah, but I do think... Far away, you wouldn't be able to tell, and that's why he had that floppy hat on, so you could keep an eye on where he was going.
You know, I have a leather jacket like that. It does not cut it in Michigan weather.
No.
I couldn't imagine wearing that in Antarctica.
I was wondering, like, how cold it actually is where they're at. Filming, like...
So I was curious, and I did Google something, like research stations.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that America has one that's right on the South Pole. Mm. And so I Googled, how... cold is that right now? It's negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jeez. But I was talking about the set that they're filming in.
Yeah, the set that they're filming in. Let's look up where this was filmed.
Because, like, I always wonder, like, are these actors, like, just sweating balls because they're in, like, really warm winter gear?
Yeah.
And it's not
actually
that.
There were a couple scenes I was wondering. Like, the indoor scenes.
Yeah.
I could see them doing those, like, in a different location.
Yeah. But this one, they could just do any kind of... mountainous area, snowy area. I also want to know how old Kurt Russell was during this.
Oh my god.
Did they actually go to Antarctica?
Juneau, Alaska, mm-hmm. Stewart, British Columbia, and Los Angeles.
Okay.
So it says some of it took place in refrigerated sets in Los Angeles. So it was kind of right.
Yeah.
They just built a fridge.
Now I want to pay attention. I bet when they went to the Norwegians' place, I bet that was on the set. when they were inside.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye out. So, British Columbia and Alaska.
Yeah.
Were probably the...
Like, if they needed snow in abundance.
Yeah.
To film those
and probably, like, the mountain scenes.
Yeah.
Like, when they're flying at the helicopter.
Yeah, I'm wondering it. Why British Columbia?
What, is it cheaper to film in Canada sometimes? I don't know.
I would think it would be cheaper to film in one area.
That's true.
Instead of two areas very far apart.
And different countries.
Yeah. So I'm guessing British Columbia, maybe they have the mountains there?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, how far is British Columbia from Alaska?
Isn't it on... Isn't British Columbia on, like, the east side?
I'm not good at geography.
Okay, we're doing this. Where is British Columbia? Nope. It's on the west side. I was wrong. Okay, I thought it was on the other side.
So it's probably close
to
Alaska.
So it is close to Alaska. How about that?
Cool. But also, I want to know how old Kurt Russell was during this movie. I want to guess and say late 20s or early 30s.
So this is from 82. Mm-hmm. He was born in 51. 31 years old?
Cool. Right on target.
Oh my god, he's so much younger than me here. Ah, it kills me when I find out stuff like that.
Do you think he was
older? He was already Kurt Russell by that point? He was born Kurt Russell.
Yeah, so that wasn't
maybe.
That.
Hang on, let me look up.
Yeah, what is his name?
I mean, it's...
What's his
it
real name?
It is Kurt Vogel Russell.
Vogel?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I don't know if there's an... I'm enjoying the movie. Intrigued to see who all dies. Who all gets changed.
Dude, they got sick mountains in this British Columbia place.
You are
place.
Not listening to what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Story of my life.
What?
Is there anything you want to say before we get back into it? Or is there anything you want to, like, well, you've seen this, so you can't really hypothesize.
What are my guesses here? Oh, what do you call a vampire who sucks the cream out of a
You already
donut?
Did this. A cream pyre.
A cream pyre. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. Back to the movie. So, I was wrong.
What were you wrong about?
Who Everything? Goes there does take place in Antarctica.
Which came first?
So this came out in 38.
Huh.
Lovecraft was before that. Wasn't he like the 20s?
I don't know.
36?
Whoa.
Okay, so this is probably inspired, maybe? So Lovecraft came out 2 years before this.
Or is it one of those things, you know, like, when two movies that are basically the same come out at the same time?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, because I'm assuming it took them both, well, I guess, I don't know how well-researched this
dude's.
Not
the same time, though.
It's not the same time. Later. Takes place, so this is, barring, like, the time era that it took place in, a good adaptation.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that this made me miss Game Nights a lot. You know what I mean? When they're all in a room yelling at each other.
Yeah.
I bet you're the thing. I'm not the thing.
You're
the
bad
thing.
Guy. Yeah, because we had a game night last night. It wasn't yelling. The game, we had it was a chill game.
That was a fun competitive house building game.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about,
No, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm informing the creepy cabin folk what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is Resistance.
Resistance.
Or the King Arthur version, Avalon.
Which...
I think we probably both like better.
Yeah, but alas,
Avalon's badass.
We can't do that anymore because we usually we're at a house with a kid.
Yeah, sleeping. Well, it's a minimum of 5 players.
That too.
So we couldn't do it yesterday. We only had 4.
But I mean, there are some games too that aren't Resistance and Avalon that still get competitive. And it's not like we yell at each other, but like it gets pretty like.
Resistance brings out the yelling. That game.
It's like therapeutic. You get the yelling out. And then you forget about it. You're fine.
It's so much fun. Like, remember when sometimes it would be our main group of game night people.
And then we'd
have like
new.
One or two extra people. And then they'd be like, what the hell was that? Like if we played Resistance.
Do these people like each other or do they hate themselves each other? Anyway, I really enjoyed this movie. I liked how you didn't know who to trust and who not to trust the whole mm-hmm. time. Now the movie did it pretty well. They gave hints like with the one guy. Yeah, I enjoyed it though because I don't want to spoil who was.
Yeah.
It's hard to do this without spoiling. I liked the ending because it just ended.
I will say this is the coolest looking monster in movie history.
Dude,
is there a cooler monster than the Thing?
Yeah. No. It just makes me like if they would. It's a whole thing: practical effects versus CGI.
practical effects beat the living shit out of CGI.
All the time. Like, if they did this movie now, it'd be CGI monster.
They made a remake.
Recently?
2011, I think it came out. I don't know if I've seen it or not. It's kind of one of those things that this is the ultimate doesn't need a remake movie.
I think it probably would have been CGI in 2011 then, probably, mm-hmm. right?
I imagine. I should see it. I should see if there's a way to find that movie. Oh, a little correction from last podcast. Hmm. I said there was a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre series. Mm-hmm. It's a movie.
And you saw it.
I did. It was terrible.
I know. It had someone else playing What's-Her-Face an old lady. That's all, you know. I feel bad spoiling it, but I feel like I've seen enough articles talking about it.
It's that I don't... so stupid. This is a movie you can spoil. Okay. Fuck this movie. But anyway, yeah, there's this... Like, all the subtlety of the original one is completely gone. It's just like a gore fest, and it's not cool.
It's not a classy gore fest. It's
I don't know even how to like describe this,
because you do like some gory ass movies
if they're fun. This one wasn't fun though. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, there's a difference between the suspense. Like the other one, the original one had a lot of suspense to it. Mm-hmm. Actually didn't have that much gore, but it was like
they didn't actually show
yeah
anything. They left a lot of it to your imagination. Like, I don't know if they showed any of the actual kill. Like,
yeah. Well, like, for instance, Leatherface beats that guy's head in with the hammer. He just, like, hits him once, right?
Yeah, and I don't think you see. And then on
the scary part is, like, when he's just flopping around like a dead fish.
Yeah, I don't think. And even, like, when she's being hung on the hook, you don't actually see mm-hmm. her. You just see him lift her up.
And then one of the scariest scenes that just haunts your nightmares is when they break into that room, and then there's just, like, furniture made out of bones. There's mm-hmm. just animal bones. There's some people bones thrown in there.
Yeah. I thought, man, that set designer must have had fun with that.
Just yeah.
Maybe this is the most fucked up room.
Yeah, but this one was just stupid. What was the main chick's name? Sally. But anyway, they brought her character back. Now, Marilyn Burns is dead, mm-hmm. so it's not the same actress. Like, you know, when they do a reboot, they always have to include the old actors as a way of passing the torch.
Yeah.
As they then make a shitty reboot.
Yep.
It's like saying, look, they were fine with this. You should be fine with this.
We're all fine with this.
But, like, Marilyn Burns is dead. So even, like, the nostalgia of bringing Sally back, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Just like.
And wasn't she, like, obsessed with finding who he was, like,
yeah, they Sarah Connored her, basically. They made her like this badass, like, cop chick who's been hunting down Leatherface trying to find him, but he was wearing a mask, so he was hard to find. They said that in the movie.
Oh my God. Anyways,
doesn't it seem like first off, it would have been really easy. They were living in a house,
yeah,
find that house,
yeah, you know, he like, because I know he like.
He's been there for a while. It's not like they were squatting. This is such an easy case to solve.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the comments that I saw. But anyway, back to what we watched today. A good movie.
No, I got one more thing to say about this stupid movie.
Oh, okay. Let it out.
So, at one point, Leatherface chainsaws through her. Sally lifts her up in the air and then just launches her.
And she's alive?
Yep, she's fine.
She's that final girl.
She, like, throws her shotgun to the new main chick. She's like, hey, kid, give him hell.
And then she dies?
Yeah, I think so. They don't really need her after that. But she didn't even seem hurt. Okay, back to this movie.
People got hurt in this movie.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I liked the effects. Because, again, it's the practical effects. Yeah, I liked the story. I liked how no one could trust anyone.
Yeah, I like the flashbacks of resistance that this gave me.
Bothered me the most is that computer program. I thought he was a doctor. He was not the doctor. I don't know what role he played, who he was. So he must have been like a, because I mean, it's in Antarctica, so they clearly have like scientists there doing sciencey stuff. So he must have just been a.
None of these people acted like scientists.
No, but like, so you got to assume some of them had to have been scientists, like MacReady.
Uh-huh.
How do you say his name? MacReady. I feel like they said it a few, MacReady.
Uh-huh.
But spelled MacReady.
Mr. Reddy, yeah.
Like, he was a pilot, the helicopter pilot. There was, like, a cook, and then I don't know what everyone else is. Well, there was, like, a, I'm assuming, retired army general guy, that old man.
Yeah.
And then scientist and a doctor. Like, so the other ones must have been scientists. And then the dog trainer guy, the guy that was obsessed with the dogs.
The guy that was the loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they bring a loose cannon
down to
Antarctica?
I don't know. So some of them, I couldn't figure out. Because I would feel like the majority were probably, I don't know. I feel bad for the dog guy.
What are they researching? What are any of these places researching? That's something we gotta look up.
I think
it's
just
ice. Snow.
Ice. I have at the mountains of Man is stuck in my head, and they were just trying to find fossils and shit, which is kind of what they're doing in this movie. So cool. Like to see, like, digging in the layers to see, like, Earth evolution. I don't.
It'd be so cool to find fossils in Antarctica.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really like.
And spaceships.
I think I want to find that guy's book.
It's a novella.
Sweet.
So it should be short.
So is that one. As I nod to your book, but it's so dense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I'm reading on my Kindle. You have the book, but I'm reading it on my Kindle, and I'm like flipping pages. I'm like, yeah. Then I look at it, I'm like, started at page like 465 and ended on page 462 or 468. And I'm like, I feel like I flipped more than that many pages.
This is how I feel every time I read.
Cause it's just, he put so much and it's like interesting and boring at the same time.
I kind of like that boring sci-fi sort of stuff.
Because it'll be paragraph after paragraph, because it's like about scientists going down and doing stuff. So it's just this guy relaying all the stuff that they're finding, all the drills that they're doing that hasn't gotten yet to the weird stuff yet. But then again, I'm not that many pages into it. So, but yeah, I wonder, like, what this guy that did the book.
The book to this? Who goes there? It's like John Campbell.
Did he write anything else?
I assume so. I think he was an author.
I just wonder, like, if they were friends.
I bet they were friends. I know. I bet all these guys were friends.
They swapped research. Hey, H.P. Lovecraft, you love research. Can you just give me some of that research so I gotta do it?
He friends with, or it wasn't H.P. Lovecraft friends with, like, Arthur Conan Doyle or something? Is that his name? Is that the guy that did, what's that barbarian? Conan?
He did Sherlock.
And Sherlock. Didn't he do both?
Isn't Sherlock in the 1800s?
Oh, man, I don't know. Sherlock Holmes writer. Jesus Christ. I had to Google British Columbia and now this. God, I am a fucking idiot. You're right, Ashley.
About certain things. You're good with numbers and stuff.
Conan.
You got a brain.
Robert E. Howard.
Not at all the same name.
It's a different guy. Two different people.
Okay, but when was Sherlock was written in the 1800s.
I don't fuck. Oh, okay. Anyway.
That was like a pen name, and it really is the same guy.
One thing I heard, this guy, Robert E. Howard, not Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yep.
Him and H.P. Lovecraft, so they were friends, and they actually combined universes. Like, he has, like, lizard people from H.P. Lovecraft's books in here or something.
So he was an older guy when he met H.P. Lovecraft?
You make it sound weird.
No, I was just wondering if they were, like, mentor, like, he was, like, his mentor.
Oh.
Not like making it weird, just making like,
hey kid, wanna see how to use a pen?
No. There's writing techniques that you can teach. Writing, it's not that weird. Anyway, good. I would give it a
ooh, yeah, here we go.
So we don't want to spoil anything. 86.
86. I'd give this a 98.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I love this movie. This is one of my favorites.
Well, what do we think the critics gave it?
Oh.
We haven't done this in a while.
I bet the critics liked it. I'm going to say 90.
80s. I think they're going to... I'm going to say 86, 85, like that my range.
Okay. And the people?
I think it's all going to be like 86.
I'm going to say 90 for both. All right. Let's see where we're at. The thing.
30.
Rotten. Some of this shit like surprises me so much. Like I could see that happening. So the critics gave it an 82. Audience gave it a 92. Okay. The audience liked it more than the critics. How about that?
Not surprised.
I guess it's not that surprising.
I feel like because it was made in the 80s, although some 80s things are already in the classic, considered classics.
You've got to consider that all these reviews are coming from the modern times.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Has it reached the part where it's a classic? I think it has.
Yeah, dude.
But I think critics sometimes will give classics more of a rate. So that's where my brain was going.
So in June of this year, it will be 40 years old.
Dang. So 82.
This movie's older.
How does it feel?
Great. I love it when things are older than me.
There's a lot of things that are older than you.
Nah, that list is dwindling.
Dwindling.
Time goes on.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to say about it?
I think I'm okay.
I really liked the ending. Yeah, and I'm excited to see how these really... I think it's just a thematic... But yeah.
I would have ended it different.
Would you have given it more of a definitive ending?
No, I don't think I would give it a definitive ending. I'd have MacReady shoot the other guy, and then he gets taken off on a helicopter, and you don't know if MacReady is infected or not. That's how I would do it.
Okay. But although that's not going to happen. He had to wait a while because they kept talking about waiting until spring for the rescue to come. So I don't know what time.
Surprise! Here comes a rescue
spring
team.
Spring came early.
Like we lost communication with you guys. We came down to check if everything's okay.
That's true, because that one guy who was communicating couldn't get a hold of any of the other bases. I think he was trying to communicate with the other bases too.
Bam! Perfect. Perfect way to end it.
I'm just now imagining like it's just a domino effect of all the bases. Just say, but yeah, I'm excited to see how Prince of Darkness. That's what it's called.
Yes.
How they all connect. And I don't want, I want to go in blind with Prince of Darkness. We're going to go in blind.
We're going to go in super blind. No idea.
I think that's for the best. So that'll be in 2 weeks.
So I guess we don't have to roll the dice today.
No, for the next few episodes, we don't have to roll the dice.
So is there any parting words?
Don't trust anyone. Keep it creepy.
And spooky.